have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on tonight. We bless the Lord tonight. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him, for he is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was just listening to that song. Amen. And I just praise the Lord for that song. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good, and he's so amazing, and we serve an on-time God. So it's a blessing and a privilege tonight to be here with you guys. Amen. For those of you that are listening now, that are tuned in, for those of you that will come back by replay, it's such a blessing to be in the land amongst the living. It is a blessing today to be in kingdom. Come on here. Hallelujah. As one of my ministers says all the time, she says, it's a blessing it's a blessing to be seen and not viewed, however she put it, but it's still a blessing to be in the land amongst the living tonight, amen. And we praise the Lord for all that he is doing in the lives of his people. We praise God, amen, for what he's about to do and the things that he's already done. Sometimes we just got to praise him for what he's already done, because sometimes we begin to doubt God. We begin to say, God, you're not moving fast enough. God, everybody's being blessed but me. God, have you forgotten about me? You just got all these things. You're murmuring and complaining. And God says, well, will you sit down, please? And just look at what I did for you on yesterday. How quickly we forget what God has done. God have already moved for us, but we too caught up on the next thing we need him to do, so we done forgot, or we didn't even recognize when he already blessed us, right? So God wants you to sometimes reflect on all the things that he's done for you. So when you find yourself and you want to have a pity party, when you want to call up everybody and go off on them because you think you ain't getting nothing and God ain't moving in your life, you see him moving across the street, but he ain't moving at your location, you need to look at yourself and say, well, Lord, I repent. Is there anything that I've done to cause my blessings to be hindered? Sometimes you cause your own blessings to be hindered, right? So we just got to look at things from a different perspective and stop wanting to blame God for everything that happens in our lives negatively, right? So tonight we want to just give God a big shout out. Hallelujah, Yahweh, to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Indeed, we honor him tonight. I want to honor my husband, Bishop James Hunter. I thank God for him. That's my lover, my friend, my best friend, my pal, my buddy, my confidant, the father of all of our children. Amen. Glory to God. I thank him tonight. Amen. Because a lot of things that I do, he allows and afford me to be able to do it, you know, with ease. So I thank him for that. Amen. For seeing the anointing and yielding to the anointing that's on my life. So I thank God for him. So I want to thank God tonight for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. Come on, let's give it up for them, y'all. Hallelujah. Because she makes it possible, amen, for us to get the gospel out. So we want to thank her and her crew. Amen. And everything that is connected to her, we want to praise God for her. Amen. Hallelujah. So everything attached to her wins. So I'm attached to her, so I'm winning, right? Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, go ahead and call a neighbor. Call a friend. Put them on three-way, two-way, however you got to get them. Let them know that Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter is on the line tonight. Hallelujah. As I told you I would be, I spoke it in faith, and God has allowed me to be here yet again. Hallelujah. The enemy, if it were possible, hear that, if it were possible, he would not allow me to try to get on. But guess what? I have power over my adversary as well as you. You have power over the enemy tonight. Amen. So we praise him. Hallelujah. We give him glory. Amen. So I'm giving y'all a second to go ahead and call your friends, because once we get on into it, now we ain't going to be pausing. Hallelujah. So right now we're pausing for station identification. Hallelujah. I hope you got your listening ears on. I hope you're tuned in tonight. Amen. With this broadcast, hallelujah, coming live. We are live streaming tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank God. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Father, we thank you tonight. We love you. We appreciate you. We honor you. We adore your sweet name. Father, there is no one like you. There's no one greater than you, oh God. So we praise you tonight for your awesomeness. Lord, we thank you for being the lover of our soul, the lifter of our head. We thank you, oh God, for being our great judge. Father, we thank you for being the doctor, oh God, that keeps and heals us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for all that you do and and all that you are doing. Father, I thank you tonight for making the right choices, making the right decisions, giving us clarity, oh God, on some things. Oh God, we thank you for always having our backs, and we just appreciate you tonight. So Father, decrease in us, and you increase in us and get all of the glory. Father God, everything that we speak tonight, everything that we may declare tonight, oh God, let it reach heaven, oh God. And we thank you tonight that as we speak in your son Jesus' name, that you are backing us in the Holy Ghost. And we thank you tonight, and we give you praise, honor, and glory. It's all in the matchless name of the Father we pray. Amen, amen. Glory to God. So listen, people of God, as we have been hearing for the last couple of months, well, several months, as the president is making things, the vaccination mandatory, right? If he said it several months ago where he was making it mandatory with the military. It's coming on down. He couldn't do it like he thought with the federal workers, employees. So what he's doing now is trying to trickle down to the governors and giving them putting the burden on their backs, and some of them are fighting up against them, right? And then you have business owners who have 100 employees or less. They are having they're giving them monies to pay them more to work, but there are people that are going, they're leaving the companies that they're working for because they're making the vaccinations mandatory, and so the people are leaving. So now the companies that have the 100 employees or less are finding they need workers, and they can't find them because they're making it mandatory that you have the vaccination. Listen, people of God, listen to people. I don't care what you are. If you're not of God, if you of the devil, listen to what I'm saying. Everybody is not bowing to Baal. Everybody is not bowing to the Babylonian system. Everybody is not bowing, amen, to our leaders as it pertains to the vaccines that we take, the vaccinations that we take. So you got people that are saying, listen, I may not know everything, President Biden, hallelujah, but I do know that I feel in my spirit that I shouldn't take the vaccination. So if that be you, stand. Because guess what? You haven't done all to do. You just keep on standing. Because sometimes if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So these people are looking for employment. They're leaving their corporate jobs, corporate America, okay? They're leaving because, and you would think that it would be African Americans are the only ones that they're saying is not, or that are not in compliance. But these are Caucasian people that are leaving their corporate jobs because they're not taking the vaccination. You have doctors and nurses are leaving the hospitals because they are trying to make it mandatory that they have the vaccination. So what they're doing, they're either opening up a practice or they're going in practice with someone that says it's not mandatory over here. They're finding another job that says it's not mandatory because they have a right not to take it if that's what they choose. You can't force somebody to take something if they don't want to take it. They have a right. They got religious rights. They got rights. Amen. But I know they try to, because of your position, because of your title, you just should do it. You just should do it. But if you don't believe in it, don't do it. And please tell the people that you serve, listen, I don't think you ought to take this. And then now they're trying to spring this we haven't heard anything about the flu, influenza, but now they're trying to make people get the flu vaccination. Well, listen now, you got these antibodies going into the people for the COVID vaccination and all these different things. You got the one dose, the two dose, the three dose, and then now you want to put the people, have the people getting the pneumonia shot, the vaccination, and the influenza, the flu vaccination. Something ain't right. Y'all better wake up and pay attention. You got the COVID-19, you got the Delta variant and the Lambda variant. They're not talking about Lambda because it hadn't hit the United States. But it's in other countries, but you better pay attention to the Lambda, L-A-M-B-D-A. So then you got, so they're telling you to take all these vaccinations now. They want you to take the influenza. They want you to take, amen, the pneumonia. All of this, and they even got it's not even worked out about your body having the COVID vaccination. You better wake up and pay attention. for those of you who get the flu shot. You need to wake up because that's too much going in your system at one time. There will be counteraction. Something's going to throw something off. You don't need something to be throwing stuff out. If it ain't broke, don't you fix it. You hear me? The old people say, if it ain't broke, leave it alone. Right? So y'all pay attention and stop doing things. Stop dummying down to the devil or stop dummying down to Pharaoh. Come on here. Amen. Pharaoh, you got to let God's people go. Did you hear what I said? You got to let God's people go. Glory to God. So we're going to get into the word, but I want y'all to be aware. Amen. It's nothing like being aware. My husband always say, be aware of your surroundings. But it's nothing like being aware of what people are trying to put on you. There are people leaving their jobs because they're standing saying that they will not get the vaccination. Well, that's their choice. They got a right. Amen. And they can open up. They got enough money. They can open up their own practice. And if they don't do that, they can. I know nurses now that are sitting with people and making more money than they was working a 12-hour shift. You know, God will make a way. When you stand for something, God will make a way out of no way. So don't you feel like, well, if they make it mandatory, you just gonna go on, take it, and because you won't, you got to have your job. God will give you another job, honey. Yeah, and sometimes God wants you, he don't want you to work for nobody but yourself anyway. So there's so many entrepreneurship that is out there for you. Some of you just too afraid to step over. Some of you are too afraid to step across. Well, you see your friends, them got their business. You got a business on the inside of you. This is the month to birth it. Birth that baby and stop sitting down on all of the knowledge, wisdom of God that he has given you and go ahead and open that business. Go ahead and start that business. Go ahead and make it legal, right? So that you'll be recognized in the state as well as everywhere else. Glory to God. Don't be out there operating illegally now. Hallelujah. It's time to get legal around here. Amen. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord tonight. We're going to go into the word for a few minutes. And if you have your Bibles, let us go to a familiar passage. I just want to reiterate this tonight. Hallelujah. That we are in our manifestation season. I need all of you. I need 1,000 of you to repeat after me and to declare this over your life. I am in my manifestation season. I am in my manifestation season. Your season of manifestation is here. I declare and decree that your season of manifestation is here. I'm going to say it one more time for the people in the back and for those that come back late. Your season of manifestation is here right now. It is here right now. It is here right now. Amen. So all you need to do, you've been praying and asking God to move in your body, in your mind, and, you know, in your soul, and move your family members and all of this. And so you just haven't seen it manifested. So I'm telling you tonight, your season of manifestation is here. We praise God for the word. Amen. Let us go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Amen. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. I'm going to read as much as I can tonight. Right? Amen. Let us go to the word of the Lord. Verse 1 reads, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all the commandments which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now, how many of you out there saying, Apostle, I need the blessings of the Lord to overtake me? I don't know about y'all, but I need the blessings of the Lord to overtake me, not overtake me, not only overtake me, but I need for them to chase me down. How many of you know that we in the timing where money is getting ready to chase you down? I'm telling you, you're going to be looking for money. Everywhere you look, there's going to be money. You're going to walk like money. You're going to talk like money. You're going to dress like money. You're going to smell like money. You're going to act like money. Everywhere you go, you're going to see money. People that got money going to be in your company. Everywhere you go, somebody talking or giving you money, because this is your manifestation season. You've been broke long enough. God saw you broke, hallelujah, and you sold your way out of brokenness. You sold while you was broke. You sold when you didn't have much. You sold when you were in lack. but you gave what you had, and now God is about to overtake you with blessings. Not only money, honey, but you're going to get this and that, this and that, this and that. Everything you put in the Lord's hand, you're going to get it. Right. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't clap your hands. Y'all ain't come in agreement, but I got to come in agreement for myself. Father, I thank you tonight that these blessings, they're going to overtake me. The things I've been putting before you, the petitions that I've been putting before you, the requests that I've been putting before you is about to overtake me. It is about to be manifested in my life. It's about to be manifested. Not many days hence. It shall overtake us. It shall blow our minds because this is the hour. This is the season. This is the timing where God want to manifest his glory in our lives. Where he want to show us his manifested glory, where he want to give us manifestation of the things that we prayed about in full effect. So here it is. Close the door. Hallelujah. You got to close the door to everything, hallelujah, that is trying to hinder you, everything that's trying to hinder your flow, everything that is not lining up with the word of God. Close it. Close the door. Seal it. Shut it. Slam it if you have to. But you got to close the door to your adversary. You got to close the door to family members, friends, and foe. Anybody that's coming up against the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, anybody that don't want to line up, you got to shut them out so that you can walk in the places where God has called you. Amen. Let us go back to the word. Verse 3. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle. Hallelujah. The increase of thine kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy baskets and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Listen, I'm going back up where it's talking about the fruit and the body. Oh, amen. And the ground and the cattle and the increase of the kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Listen, you hear all these blessings. All these blessings are about to take us, overtake us, bless in your body. Come on. How many of y'all need a healing tonight? Come on here. How many of you need deliverance tonight? How many of you need God tonight? Because some of you talk a good game, but behind us, when you keep talking, you tell on yourself. You say, well, oh, I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and fire, baptized, and you keep on talking, we'll catch you in a little lie because you go, the devil always got to tell on himself. Y'all better hear me tonight. So then listen, all you got to do is let him keep on talking because the devil will tell on himself, my God. So the Lord is telling us how he's going to overtake us, right? But you got to do what? You first got to hearken diligently. Some of you have not yielded to the voice of the Lord. Some of you say, I know God want me to do this in the earth. Okay, if he wants you to do it, why are you still sitting down? Get up! Huh? If you're on the Lord's side, get on up! Get on up if you're on the Lord's side. Well, why are you sitting down? God can't use you sitting down. Get up! Huh? Glory to God tonight. You got to hearken diligently unto his voice, not a stranger's voice, not the devil. Hallelujah. You got to hearken to his voice and hear what the Lord is saying to you. Amen. Glory to God. We're moving on down. Then it begin to tell you about, and blessed shall thy basket. I mean, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Hallelujah. Your store. Blessed shall be. And see, you know, that's talking about those that's needing, those that are the sewers, the seamstress, what you call them, when the men, tailors, yeah, them. Amen. Blessed shall thou be when thou goest, when thou comest in. And blessed shall be when thou goest out. So that's what you need to do. When your children leave out of the house, you need to, you know, pray over them. So when they go out, they leave your house one way, but you want them to come back in the same way they left. Because what we have to realize is when our children leave the house, they're going into a world. Now we have, they're going into a world where they're open. Well, as long as they're up under your roof and they're up under your protective custody, now you must place them in the hands of the Lord while they're going out so that the devil and his imps and our children won't be able to attack them, right? Because they're open. The mamas, we're not there. The parents are not there. The big sisters, the big brothers are not there. They're out there in a world where the devil want to if it were possible, He will sift them as wheat. But because we got them protected, even in the house, and as they go out, they are under God's protective custody. The devil in hell can't do them no harm. Come on. So you got to make sure you cover them. Glory to God. Reading on down. Hallelujah. Verse 7. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. See, listen. Now, for you scared people, are you running from the devil? See, you won't get to see this. This is for the rest of you who says, listen, I trust God. I'm going to wait on God. Because for some of you, I would probably, if I was in my old ways, if I was the old me, I would have cussed you, C-U-S-S, up on the bridge. But because now the Lord has changed me, hallelujah, and I'm a new creation in him, I would say, Lord, you handle it. And when we give it to God, honey, he can handle it far better than what we can. Because what he'll do to you, you'll know that you've been gotten, right? Because we can't fight you with guns and stuff like that. We have to fight you on our knees, my God. And that's the way I fight, on my knees, in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the Bible says, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before your face. That means you ain't going to be dead. Defeat them, be dealt with. And nowadays, it does not take months and years. You used to wait maybe 3 and 4 years. You'll see, girl, you know that girl was picking on you? Something happened to her, if, you know. But now you do it. God is fighting those who fight against us. And he's contending with those that contends with us. So he is fighting our battles, right? Glory to God. And I know some of you say, well, I'm just going to hold my peace. But then there's a time when the Lord said, I'm going to let you tell Satan what you know it to be. I'm going to let you confront your enemy. He will let you confront Satan sometimes, because sometimes you can't keep getting pushed in the corner and just, you know, throwing your hands up. There's sometimes God will say, I'm going to let you deal with this. And it doesn't mean that you're going to cuss the person out. But you're going to let them know, listen, I've been knowing that you've been dogging me out and dogging my name out for a long time. But if I've done anything to hurt you, if I've done anything to harm you, why couldn't you have come to me like the Bible said? He said, you got to know between your sister, your brother, you go to them and tell them about the oath. And if they don't hear you, go get somebody else to come back with you. I always tell people to go get a mediator who both of you know and respect. Because if you both know the person and respect the person, then you will be able to talk to them. But if you don't know that person, if you don't respect that person, you're not gonna open up. So it's best to get somebody who can mediate. And then the Bible said, if that don't work, bring them before the church. But now, what y'all want to do? You want to get on Facebook? Oh, yeah, I just killed 10,000 people right there. You want to get on Facebook and with your subliminal post, you scary cat, you're a coward. Because if you can't go to your sister and brother in Christ and you say you saved and feel, something wrong with you. You're a coward, you're messy, you're scary. You're a person that throw the ball or throw the rocks and hide your hands. You're a big bad wolf. You look like a bad wolf. Uh-huh. But you, Lord, have mercy. You so cowardly. You talk nasty to people. You're condescending. You act like you got it all together. But, baby, listen, when somebody deal with you outright, you so cowardly, you won't even call the person on the phone. You'll text them a message. The Bible said, if I offend you, be woman enough, man enough to call me and talk to me. Because I'm just like you. I'm human just like you. I make mistakes, but most of the time, it ain't that. Y'all be mad with me all the time. It's okay, because I'm just a messenger. Amen. I'm a truth carrier. So I roll by myself. It's good, because when you know who you are, you understand the warfare that will come sometimes with the territory. But you don't like it when somebody tell you the truth, and then you're going to say, well, I tell people, maybe my delivery is what got you. Sometimes God will let you talk rough to some people because that's the only language that they know. Shut up, I spoke. Yeah, what would I look like going to a roughneck trying to talk cowardly or like a little kitten? He's not going to hear me. She's not going to hear me. She's going to talk all over me. So, honey, I got to go in full authority. And so in my delivery, you don't like it, take it to God. But if I offend you by my delivery, then maybe I may apologize, but I'm never going to apologize for the word that the Lord allowed me to release to you. I'm not going to back down, because that's what the enemy wants you to do, to back down. Glory to God. We're moving on. Verse, okay, so you will see them, whatever God does to them, when they rise up against you, you will see them spitting before your face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they're going to flee seven ways. The devil cannot stand when a person that's walking in their full authority and mandate given to them by God shows up on the scene. The devil has to flee. You hear me? Hallelujah. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouse, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, that he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And that's the truth. That is the truth. You know, when people see you coming, they get on out the way, because they know you ain't going to play well, right? They know you're not playing games. Hallelujah. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. You're going to have a whole lot. That means plenteous mean a lot in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord swear unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee the good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations and shall not borrow. How many of you right now in the season where you're lending, hallelujah, you ain't borrowing the thing? How many of you got more blessed when COVID hit 2020 than you've had a blessing in probably all of your life? Some of you got more money sitting up in the bank than you have in all of the life that you have been living. Some of you came up off of COVID. Let's be truthful. Let's tell the truth and shame the devil. The government starts cashing out like a slot machine. Some of y'all kept y'all money, put it up for a rainy day. Some of you begin to buy designer bags, something you two ain't never bought yourself. Come on. You begin to go to the Gucci outlet, because you really wasn't going to the Gucci store. You was going in the outlet, or a store that sold a very few pieces of the Gucci or even the Louis Vuitton. Amen. And you would go in there and get a few pieces, and then you thought you had hit the jackpot. Y'all was slinging, showing them purses, showing them boxes. And I say, Lord, you can tell when people are used to something. Because one thing for sure, when you used to stuff, you ain't got to post every item you get on Facebook. You ain't got to show off the boxes of the Louboutin shoes. You ain't never had a pair of red bottoms. Listen, baby, Stuart Weitzman got shoes cost more than a red bottom. Y'all don't know nothing about him. Lord have mercy. But what I'm trying to tell y'all, hoodwinked, bamboozled by the little cash out that the government gave you. But do you not know and realize everything he gave you, he going to come back for it? You're going to pay the price, all right? So don't y'all get relaxed too quick, because some of you, they're going to require that you, they're going to do a lot. You'll see, because see, y'all don't believe the prophets. Y'all think the prophets don't know nothing, but that some of us are in the face of the Lord for real. Hallelujah. And so you've seen a lot of women flashing these clothes. You've seen a lot of people who ain't never worked on a physical job got more unemployment money than the ones who needed it. People that needed unemployment, who worked and had to take care of their families and could not work, they couldn't even get their money started. But the ones who sit on their tail every day, the ones who all they looking for is a handout. They like all they want is women to work for them, or you know, men to work for them, and they don't do anything. They got more money sitting on their behind, and they ain't never worked a job. I'm telling you, some people got over on the Social Security Department. Oh yes, they did. They started filing paperwork because they knew that they didn't have to go in person because of COVID. I'm gonna tell it all. Yes, y'all frauded the government. Yes, you did. And so because you didn't have to go in, you could just send paperwork in. Baby, they was giving people SSI. SSI. Hallelujah. But you better stop putting a label on yourself. It ain't nothing wrong with you now. If you ain't had the medical a need, if that was not a medical need and you're out here lying about your disability, you will get down in your body for real. So if you don't have those afflictions, you better leave it alone. But I came to tell you tonight that many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. So I'm telling y'all, for those of us who may have things that go on in our bodies or have gone on in our bodies, the Lord came to heal us tonight. I'm telling you, healing is the children's bread. All we got to do is hearken to the voice of the Lord. If we hearken diligently to do all that he has commanded us to do, blessed shall we be in the field. Blessed shall we be in the country. Blessed shall we be in the city. Blessed shall we be when we go out. Blessed shall we be when we come in. All these blessings are about to overtake us because this is our manifestation season. We are about to experience manifestation like never before. And that's only to those of you who have sown in tears. Now you're getting ready to reap in joy. Those of you who fasted and prayed, those of you who didn't give up on God, those of you who was out with, who did without, who lived without, just to have what the basics are, even not even enough, but you sowed, you paid the tithes, you paid the offering, you sowed seeds, you planted seeds, you helped the poor, you helped the children, you helped the widowers. Blessed shall ye be. This is your manifestation season. You might as well run now. You can shout right now. Hallelujah. You can go ahead and praise God because he's coming to see about you. If I could tell 20 of y'all right now, God is knocking at your door. God is knocking on your door. God is right at your door. He's right there. Hallelujah. Waiting on you to open that door so he can come on in and give you what he want to give you. He ain't got to go through Western Union. He ain't got to go on the airplane. He ain't got to get on no bus. He ain't got to drive to you. He is a GPS system. He know your location, and he knows you by your name. He ain't got to come to me to get to you. He know how to get to you for himself. Glory to God. See, I don't know when to shout. Oh, Lord, that was a shout moment. Lord, I thank you tonight. Glory to God. Back into the word. Let us go. So we're going to be lending to many nations, and we ain't going to borrow anything. Isn't that a blessing where you can lend and not borrow? Mm-hmm. Aren't you tired of borrowing money from the bank? Aren't you tired of borrowing money from these different loan companies? Amen. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will let you stack up enough money to purchase some things outright. It's a good feeling when you can pay for a Mercedes outright. It's a good feeling when you can pay for a Honda outright. It's a good feeling when you can pay for a Nissan outright. Come on. Hallelujah. And don't have to be having those notes and all that interest. It's a good feeling when you can pay for your house outright. Glory to God. That is one of the most biggest investment of your life is your home, right? And everybody in this world should be able to own something. It is our owning season. Can y'all say that with me? This is my owning season. I'm going to own so much stuff to listen here. I'm owning so much stuff to my family name going to go down in history. Y'all better come on here. I'm going to own so much stuff. You're going to own so much stuff to your family last name will go down in the legacy book. But that woman did this, this, that, and that. And that man did this, 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 and that. I'm telling you, our names are going to go down in history. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know when to shout. I don't need, hey, can somebody clap for me, please? Not for me, but for the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all know I get excited, and I like for the crowd to be excited. I like everybody to be on hype mode. Glory to God. I'm almost through. Verse 11, and the Lord shall make thee the head. Said God, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, July, listen to me, I'm going to say July, y'all don't laugh, September the 14th, 2021, hallelujah, that I command thee this day to observe and to do this. Listen, you pray over your kids, y'all the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, you're on top and you're not on bottom, and even when they go to school, they're the head of the classes. Come on here. They ain't sitting in the back being a class clown, but they are the head of their classes. They're making great A's, all A's. Come on. You know, we accept the B's, but we want them to be the head. Come on. Glory to God and not the tails. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Now, see, now we're going to talk about getting messed up. Mm-hmm. Because now you've heard what the Lord told you to do. So we must obey, right? So here it is. This portion of the message is coming to those of you who disobey. But it shall come to pass. Uh-oh. It's coming to pass. This is for you other people that were murmuring, complaining, cussing, fussing, fighting, jumping ship every week. You're up the day, down the night. You're on a roller coaster ride. You don't know when to get off, get on. You're everywhere and you're busybody in other folks' affairs. You don't know which way is up, which way is loose. All you know is to start chaos everywhere you go to hinder the, try to stop the flow of God, not realizing that you ain't got no power because people will render you null and void right in the service. Come on here. Hallelujah, with your messy, messed up self, you double-minded and unstable in all your ways, and you try to push that off on the people of God. The devil is a liar. Y'all don't have to tolerate that kind of behavior. And I came tonight to let you know, you stop letting the devil run havoc with you. If he's in your presence trying to show out, you tell him, listen here, this ain't the place and this ain't the time. Amen. You stop letting him cut up a fool in God's house. Stop him. Rebuke him. Amen. And he got to flee. And if he don't want to flee, he better sit there and get some act right and get delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you want to act a fool, if you want to, this is what's going to happen to you. But it shall come to pass if thou will not hearken. If you don't listen to God, if you don't stop and hear what he's saying, if you don't pay attention, wake up and pay attention. And if you don't, this is what's going to happen. So you want to be so Billy bad behind. Mm-hmm. You kind of people. And to do, observe to do all that his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and they're going to overtake you. If you don't listen to God, if you don't stop, if you don't hearken to his voice, all these curses, C-U-R-S-E-S, are about to overtake you. Woo, y'all quiet. Y'all mighty quiet. Here's what will happen if you don't obediently listen to the voice of God, your God, and diligently keep all the commandments and guidelines that I'm commanding you today. All these curses will come down hard on you. God's curse in the city. God's curse in the country. God's curse on your basket and bread bowl. God's curse on your children, the crops of your land, the young of your livestock, the calves of your herd, the lamb of your flock. God's curse in your coming in, God's curse in your coming out. God will send the curse. You better hear it. God will send the curse. He will send the confusion. He will send the contrariness down on everything you try to do until you've been destroyed and there's nothing left of you. All because of your evil pursuits that led you to abandon me, that says the Lord. I'm going to read it one more time. Cursed should I be in the city. And cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land and increase of thine kind. Hallelujah. And the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall sit upon thee cursing and vexation and rebuke and all that thou settest thine hand unto for you to do until thou be destroyed. He going to destroy you, honey. He's going to destroy your works. All those lies you told on these leaders, all these lies you've been putting out and spreading amongst the body, trying to destroy someone's character, trying to destroy someone's integrity, having people look at them as if something is wrong with them. All that's been ready to end, and thou shalt perish quickly. Lord, have mercy. You're going to perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doing. You wicked. Sit down and get delivered. Whereby thou hast forsaken me, says the Lord. He's sending the curse. He's sending the confusion. He's sending the contrariness down on everything you try to do until you've been destroyed. He's going to destroy you. So y'all say God don't destroy. He is a God of peace, but he's also a God of war. You need to know Yahweh. You don't know it for real if you think that he don't. Oh, yes, he will. He brought you in this world. The old people say, I brought you in here. I'll take you out. Hallelujah. And until there's nothing left of you because of your evil pursuits that led you to abandon me, says God. Now God will infect you with the disease, wiping you off the land that you're going in to possess. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Some of you are already infected with the disease of the coronavirus. Some of you got infected with AIDS. People are dying, but people are living now more than ever. Some of you were infected with diseases that were to take you up out of here. Cancer. People are living more now with cancer than they've ever had, but some of them die. I'm not saying that all bad people, because bad people got cancer. No, there were good people. There were saved people that got cancer. God brought that upon them in order to get the glory out of their life. Oh, yes, he will. And he'll use anything to get the glory. Listen, well, God will stop you in whatever way he has to stop you because he loves you that much. Whatever he has to do to get your attention, he'll do it. Now, yeah, even that means putting you in jail. He'll do it. He'll get your attention one way or the other. The Bible says in verse 22, the Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation and with an extreme burning and with the sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. Oh, God. Hallelujah. God will infect you with the disease, wiping you off the land that you're going to possess. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. And the Lord will make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. He going to cause you to be smitten now before your enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed unto all the kingdoms of the earth. Listen, I'm going to stop right there at verse 25. Amen. The sky over your head, I'm going back over and be through, will become an iron roof. The ground under your feet, a slab of concrete. From out of the skies, God will rain ash and dust down on you until you suffocate. God will defeat you by enemy attack. You'll come at your enemies on one road and run away on seven roads. All the kingdoms of earth will see you as a horror. Oh, Lord, carrion birds and animals will boldly feast on your dead body with no one to chase them away. That is the word of the Lord. Now stop at verse 26. Amen. The word of the Lord is already blessed. Amen. Amen. So here it is. The Lord was telling you that this is your manifestation season. That's the word I gave you first. Hallelujah. This is your manifestation season. You are about to receive manifestation like never before. You're walking in manifestation, even though you've been praying for it, but you've been believing God. Some of you fasted and prayed. You're now beginning to see yourself in your manifestation season. Manifested, shall I say, right? But God wanted to let you know the blessings. These are the Lord's blessings that shall come upon you. All right? And as long as you are in good standings and you have yielded to the voice of the Lord, hearken diligently and to observe to do all that he commanded you to do, these are the blessings that will overtake you. Baby, they're going to chase you down. People are going to call you, hallelujah, that you don't even know, telling you they got something for you. You're going to get emails from companies saying that they want to fund your vision, that they want to fund your business, that they want to do something to help what you're doing, to partner with you because they like what you're doing. I'm telling you, it is about, we're in a season where people are going to become, and let me say this, and I'm telling you how I know it is to be true, because next month, October, is the physical year for the country, for everybody, every business. And what happens is at the end of the year, people got to get away that money in October. They have to clear out their bank accounts. They have to clear out all books. Everything's got to be totally entitled in for the whole year. October is the physical ending of the year for, you know, right? And so, therefore, if any company going to give you any tax write-offs, next month is the timing where you're going to see a lot of it come. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight, and the word of the Lord is already blessed. We're closing the Bible. I hope that you've been blessed by the word. Amen. And Dr. Kimmy Kim, we're getting ready to open up the phone lines. Amen. So caller, when you come on tonight, amen, we want you to say your name and city and that you're chiming in from, city and state. Amen. And if you have a prayer request, go ahead and give us the prayer request. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord tonight that we are in our manifestation season. Hallelujah. This manifestation time, people. Let's suit ourselves and get in the right posture to receive the blessings that's getting ready to overtake us, that's getting ready to overthrow us. I'm telling you, these blessings are going to run you over. You're going to be trampling over your feet because they're going to come like boom, boom, boom. They're going to come like boom, boom, boom. They're going to hit you like boom, boom, boom. You're going to be like, Lord, what did I do to this? He said, no, don't worry about what you did. Just know that I am the Lord thy God, and I can bless you how I want to bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, caller, you're on the air. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're on the air.
Good evening.
God bless you.
Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. This is Tanya Walk from Theodore, Alabama.
God bless
How you.
I am well. How are you, woman of God?
I'm doing all right. The lesson was really well. I thank God for, because that's what he's been dealing with me concerning hearkening to the voice of the Lord. And I bless him for that. In the blessing season, I want to be in one in the number when he goes.
I know that's right.
And I pray your strength in the Lord.
Thank you so much for listening. Amen. It's so, we have to be so on point, amen, with listening and hearkening to the Lord. A lot of times, woman of God, we have been praying and asking for things, and because we are intercessors, we're praying for other people. And while we're praying for other people, God is working things out on our behalf. And so, things are now that we pray, that we petition God for, that probably nobody knows. These are the blessings that's getting ready to overtake us. God is getting ready to show us his hand, hallelujah, in the plan. He's getting ready to show us all the time what he really had planned for us, even though we might have asked for specifics. God said, I had better for you. You might say, well, Lord, I just want to desire another car, a little newer. It don't have to be but a year or two newer. I just with low miles. Something that I just want to, you know, better get me around, better gas miles, but big enough, a little bigger. You know, I ain't trying to be, you know, all extra, but I just want to. And God said, baby, I had something better in plan in store for you. Just listen. This is the manifestation season. God is manifesting those things that you might have held in, prayer requests that you did not, unspoken prayer requests that you might have had, you didn't share with anybody. God is getting ready to answer because of the fact. You hearken to his voice. When he said go, you went. If he said stay, you stay. If he said sit and listen, you listen. So what I want you to do tonight is say, Lord, I thank you, you know, because he desires to bless you. And you can go ahead and pat yourself on the back. Hallelujah. You can pat yourself on the back because you listened to God. There was a chance, there was a time when you could have moved out. But you didn't. You waited on God. And God is saying he's aligning things now. God says he's putting things back into proper perspective in your life. He's putting things back into proper. He says, I'm putting things back into alignment for you. I'm bringing things back to full circle. That sometimes we go around one way, and then sometimes things look like it's chaotic, and then God will bring us all the way back around full circle to sometimes to show us, you know, his plan all the way in the beginning. So God says you're on the right path. Here it is. He said you're on the right path. Do not allow any disruptions. Do not allow any distractions to either even make you even think or even second guess what God's fixing to do. Because, you know, the enemy is very cunning, right? And so, you know, he hears the word just like we hear. When we hear God and when we speak what God told us or put in our spirit, he'd be ready to attach the word. But God said, don't, even if it comes, cast it down. Even if it comes, cast it down, because God is getting ready to show you some things. Because he said, you've been waiting. You've been in anticipation, even though you said, well, God, I've been waiting, you know, if I did anything, God, you know, because sometimes we do that because we know we've been obeying. We know we've been following and listening to his voice. And then, you know, we do see people get blessed. And we've been like, now, Lord, they don't even serve you. And I know, but you can, but Lord, we know you reign on the just as well as the unjust. But I just want to know, when is my time? You know, and ain't that you really necessary? And you have to, you have the right to ask your daddy why he ain't, you know, why haven't you moved? Or are you going to move? Or when you going to move? Because that's your daddy. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that you doubt him, because we know even if he don't move, it ain't that he can't, because he can do all things but fail us. So I just want you to know that you are in the proper place and right in alignment with him. Just don't let nobody disrupt what God is doing, because God is getting ready to elevate you. Excuse me. He's getting ready to elevate you, and you cannot be, you got to be in tune, because in this elevation, it's going to come. It ain't going to be a loud elevation. It's not going to be where you hear a lot of people. You're going to hear the still voice of God tell you himself that he is elevating you in this hour. And so you got to be where you can hear him. And all that chattering, even the chattering, I'm not talking about people, the church people, you know, talking and screaming and praising God. No. I'm talking about the chattering. I hear somebody chattering. Jealousy is following you, woman of God. It's a woman. It is a woman that goes to a specific church that is so jealous of you because the Lord uses you in that place. And she would rip you up if she really thinks that she wouldn't get in trouble with the leader. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, be careful. Because see, these little witches, they cunning. They all in a group. And they work together. They work together when it's somebody from the outside. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? You already know where I'm going. But just watch. Be watchful and keep praising God. Dance all over their head. Preach all over their head.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. I bless your name.
Fire!
Thank you.
Throw that my shit. Hallelujah, because you got the victory. Don't you stop dancing. Don't you stop clapping. Don't you stop calling on Jesus. Don't you stop praising him. Don't you stop praying. And if the Lord is using you, let him use you. And listen here. Get your bag, your purse, your Bible, your shoes. Get on up out the door. God said you can come in, but you got to hurry up and get out. You cannot sit and dwell. You cannot conversate because you are on assignment.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're on assignment. Ain't no fellowshipping. Because ain't no fellowshipping to come. Because they set out to kill you, destroy you.
My God.
And it's more than one. They conjuring up. See, they thought they had you when one showed out. But you let them know you wasn't defeated. And now they come together to take you out. Because, see, that's how it is. See, Satan cannot just come to a God's person and just deliberately take them out. He first got to bind the strong man. And if you don't bind to Satan, then he can't do nothing with you. They can't help but to bring as many people as they can to fight against you. All that is to wear you out. That's to come in and to make you feel tired and fatigued and that you can't move and can't get up. That's all they're trying to make you sick and stuff like that. But as long as you keep bouncing up like the bounce back in, can't do nothing with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord and be encouraged, because what God is doing for you, they won't be able to stop.
My God.
They won't be, all they'll be able to do is witness. And if you don't show them or tell them, they won't witness that either. But that's all. They can't stop it, honey. It's a done deal. The fight has already been fixed.
Ooh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. But you be encouraged, woman. I'm going to still talk because it's So I'm almost out of here, so I'm going to keep on talking to you. But you be encouraged, honey. You keep on, like I said, keep on dancing over their head. Keep on listening to God. While they sitting up there trying to sit you down, you still keep saying, God, keep giving me word. Keep giving me word. Hey, babe, you got to learn how. Listen, don't never let the devil see you sweat. Keep on preaching. Hallelujah. But thus says the Lord. Keep on magnifying his name. Keep on giving him glory because he deserves all of it. Hallelujah. And God has you on assignment. I'm through. Note that you are on assignment. You're not there permanently. It's assignment. And when he say move, because he's going to take you out swiftly, because you're getting ready to give a hard word. And this word here, you're going to have to come on out quickly. So get ready.
Amen.
Get ready. Who is that laughing? I may need to speak to that person. Carl, who is that laughing?
That's me laughing.
Oh, I thought I heard somebody else.
That's me laughing because I already know you're on point. That's the Lord. That's what I'm laughing about because you're already on point because he gave me something. He already gave it to me. You know, and I already know it for that place, you know. So, amen. That's what I'm saying.
Amen, Lord God. Well, listen, I love you. See you soon. Amen. See you soon. Hallelujah. Listen, people of God. Amen. Who is that? Minister Judith?
No. This is, I'm just a listener, and I was just receiving encouragement. Listening to you give her the word.
Amen. What's your name, caller?
I'm Crystal from Texas.
Oh,
amen.
You.
God bless. God bless you tonight, Crystal from Texas. What part of Texas?
In Mansfield, in Dallas,
okay.
Fort Worth area.
Oh, I know exactly where that is. My niece built a house in Mansfield, and then sold it after she moved in. What is it? 6 months. But amen.
Yeah.
Amen. She sold it because she was buying her husband out. They had just got married, but to God be the glory. Amen. But I bless the Lord for you tonight, and the Lord wants you to know that he has not forgotten about you. Amen. Man counted you out, but God said, I counted you in. I'm staying on overtime tonight, y'all, so y'all just bear with me. I'm going to stay on a few more minutes. But the Lord said he has counted you in. God said, you don't have to try to fit yourself in anybody's group, organization, prayer band, anything as related to the church or outside the church. God said, I've already given you a seat at the table. He said, stop trying to fit in the status quo. Stop trying to, and he says, I want you to come up out of the traditionalism and the religiosity. He said, I want you to tear down the walls because until you break free of all that religious stuff and the traditional stuff, you're going to find yourself continuing to do it man's way instead of his way. God says, he's already told you who you are in him and what you mean to him. He wants you to walk out your call in the earth. It is time to get some fire up under your feet and get busy. You got much ground to cover. You got much ground to cover. And with the help of the Lord, you shall do that in Jesus' name. And so listen, count it not strange that you called this line. I don't know why you called, how you called, who invited you, but I thank them. Amen. And God wants you to know how much he loves you. Amen. And there's a concern that you have. I don't know if it's for your son, nephew, but it's somebody that's close to you that you got something, a burden on your heart concerning them. And the Father would have me to tell you all is well. Glory to God. All is well. And also, I don't know who this is. It could be a niece or daughter, but I feel like whomever it is that's close to you in that area, God say all sickness is not unto death. All sickness is not unto death. Somebody's sick, sickly. My God. And God say, all sickness is not unto death. Do you know who I'm talking about, man?
Yes, I did. My daughter.
Oh, okay. See, God don't miss, Crystal.
Mm-mm.
He don't miss. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
Listen, I don't know you. I don't know. Do you follow me on Facebook?
No, I don't be on Facebook a lot.
Okay. Well, I do come on Facebook. Some Mondays I come on. Now I'm coming on a little late because I got so much to do. But I'm here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm on Facebook Live on Monday nights on about Sylvia Hunter. That's how you'll find me about usually 7-ish, but I've been coming on like 9-ish, 9:30-ish. So, but anyway, I want you to follow me when you can. okay? Follow my page, okay. You know, or whatever. You know, look me up, Sylvia Hunter, follow my page. Now, I have there's a fake page of me. But it's my fake. That is my picture on there, unless they changed it. I own a black and white jacket. That's on the fake page. But my page that I had to make from that page, I got on a burgundy jacket, a beige dress, and I'm getting ready to change that as well. But you should be able to find me, Sylvia Hunter. And if you're not sure if it's me, send me a friend request or whatever, and then I'll just, you know, accept it. However, but listen, woman of God, God said to tell you, don't you get weary now. In well doing. Don't you get weary in doing good, right? Because in due season, you're getting ready to reap. You're getting ready to reap. And this is your manifestation season. Your God's manifested power, his manifested glory is getting ready to operate in your life like never before. You're getting ready to see some things you asked God for. Only that, can I help you? You're getting ready to see God do some things for your children. You say, God, do it for them just to show them that you're real. I done prayed over my told them about you, God. But I need you to do something in their life so they'll know that you're God. Woo!
Yes. Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Yes. Yes.
Lord have
mercy.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. We thank God for you tonight.
Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, Paul. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
He's worthy
thank
to be
Paul. Thank you.
He's worthy to be Paul.
Yes, Father.
So
yes,
I thank
Father.
You for calling
thank
me.
Thank
you for calling
God
me.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you too,
God
woman
bless
God.
You.
Hope to see you hear from
God
you soon, all right?
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Hallelujah. Come on, radio broadcasting. Everybody, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Do I have any new callers out there tonight? Come on, caller. I'm going to stay a few more minutes. You better come on.
Thank you.
Any more callers? Y'all ain't got to be scared. Well, amen. I bless the Lord, each and every one of you tonight. Dr. Kimmy Cam, hallelujah. Listen, y'all, meet me next Tuesday evening. Tuesday evening. I forgot, y'all. Next Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, same bat station, same bat time. Y'all, come on, let us go deeper and dive deeper into the word of the Lord. Amen. And let us exalt his name together. So listen, until next time, it's been real, Dr. Kimmy Cam. God bless you. Have a good night.
You have a good night.
And you're down for the count. You feel like life has thrown you blows, and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you, so hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now. Inner life, you are a winner, you just can't lose. Overcame more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner, you are born to win.